This is Terry Mandel, DO dictating. I was cut off dictating the same report, so I'm just going to start over. It was close to the beginning anyway. So this way is complete. This letter is to Bill Byers, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Byers, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Alan Hedstrom, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Alan, A-L-A-N. Hedstrom is H-E-D-S-T-R-O-M. On January 4th, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, reviewed several bills, comma, reviewed the accident report, comma, and took the history directly from the patient as well as his wife via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is an 80-year-old male, height 5'8" tall, weight 190 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about February 9th of 2021, period. History from the patient was that he was a passenger in the front with his seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury when another vehicle ran a stop sign, hitting the patient's vehicle in the right front end, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. Apparently no airbags deployed, period. He had immediate pain in his left knee as he twisted his knee on the injury, period. Present day, despite adequate treatment, he is still having pain with diminished range of motion in his left knee, period. New paragraph. His left knee pain is described as occurring with diminished range of motion, period. He was advised that he had a torn meniscus, period. It did require surgery on June 24th of 2022 at South Bend Orthopedics, period. The pain is described as intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 2 hours per day, period. The pain is described as a throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 1 out of 10 to a bad day of 5 out of 10, period. The patient and his wife both feel that the automobile accident is approximately 80% responsible for his subsequent surgery done on June 24th, 2022, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient and his wife. Was that in approximately was seen by a professional who ordered an MRI due to a suspected torn meniscus. It was confirmed on MRI and surgery was advised, period. He saw his orthopedic doctor, Dr. Radigan, R-A-D-I-G-A-N, who did x-rays, period. The patient states he had a prior MRI ordered by Dr. Schmucker, S-C-H-M-U-C-K-E-R, period. Surgery was ultimately done on June 24th, 2022, and he had several weeks of follow-up physical therapy, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems walking over 2 blocks, comma, climbing stairs over 12, comma, sports such as golfing, period. New paragraph. Prescription medication includes bipolar medication, heart medicine, comma, kidney medicine, comma, and over-the-counter medicine for this knee condition, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this knee injury includes over-the-counter medicines such as Tylenol, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for coronary artery disease, comma, bipolar disease, comma, renal failure, stage 3, comma, arthritis, comma, and hearing loss, period. New paragraph, past surgical history is positive for left knee surgery June 24th of 22 as it relates to this automobile accident, period. He has also had carotid artery surgery and heart surgery, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his left knee in the past, period. The patient has never had torn cartilage in his knee in the past, period. The patient did have pre-existing arthritis in his left knee, and it was prior treated, period. The patient admits that he was having knee pain up to including the time of the automobile accident, but it was 80% worse after this automobile accident, period. The patient believes that the surgery was a primary the surgery was primarily caused by this automobile accident, period. The patient was not in prior automobile accidents, period. The patient has not had prior work injuries, period. The patient fractured his nose from water skiing at age 21 without permanent complications, period. New paragraph. Occupation, he is a retired pool service individual, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies noted on review of records. MRI of the left lower extremity, June 9th, 2021, with comparisons of March 24th, 2021, period. The findings were moderate to large knee effusion and diffuse soft tissue edema, period. Medial meniscus body is extensively macerated and torn with extension of tear to the anterior and posterior horns, period. Final impression is 1, extensively torn medial meniscus, 2, medial compartment cartilage denudation, denudation, number 3, low-grade MCL sprain, period. Operative report dated June 24th, 2022. Procedure performed, total knee replacement left. Indications, the patient is very pleasant with a history of degenerative knee arthritis, period. This failed conservative management and caused daily symptoms, period. Note, June 20th, 2022, Alan is present for pre-op left total knee replacement with robotic assist, period. The patient has failed non-operative treatments for end-stage arthritis and has elected to undergo total joint arthroplasty, period. Physical therapy notes from FICAL, that's FYZICAL, June 28th, 2022. Subjective complaints are left knee pain, difficulty walking, difficulty getting leg and knee to bend to get into vehicle, difficulty with heel slides, period. Before the injury, the patient was able to perform the following activities, which included mobility, walking, and moving around, period. New paragraph. After reviewing of all the medical records and performing an IME, I have found that all of his treatment as outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of February 9th, 2021 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, left knee trauma, strain, pain, Let me rephrase that. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, left knee trauma, sprain, pain, extensively torn left medial meniscus, and MCL sprain, period. Number two. Not number two. Let's say the above diagnoses were majorly contributing to the knee replacement surgery of June 24th, 2022, period. At this time, I would like to further clarify some of the issues as it relates to the surgery, period. Despite the fact that the patient certainly had pre-existing arthritis in his left knee, had it not been for the automobile accident of February 9th, 2021, I professionally feel that he would not have required the total left knee replacement that was surgically done on June 24th, 2022, period. As a result of the automobile accident of February 9th, 2021, this automobile accident was a major contributing factor that resulted in the knee replacement surgery, period. New paragraph. At this time, I would like to discuss permanent impairment, period. The patient does have a permanent impairment as it relates to the left knee due to the automobile accident of February 9th of 2021, period. Although I am not going to quantify it with a numeric number, it is fair to say that the patient will have permanent pain and diminished range of motion in his left knee that will last him his entire life, period. Had it not been for the automobile accident of February 9th, 2021, he would not have this permanent pain and diminished range of motion, period. New paragraph.